Well, live on 10 will be Bathurst, and it is the great race. There's no doubt about it. There was an odd chance that Rick and his brother Todd wouldn't get to Bathurst because they were in an old convertible Nissan getting their way down there with the smallest caravan I've ever seen. He joins us now. I'm glad to say, Rick, you got there safely. Good morning.
Good morning. It's always the first challenge to see if we can actually get to the racetrack. And, yeah, this year we did it in style. We had an old little Jayco caravan on the back of a Nissan Figaro that we that was actually imported from Tokyo. So
it looked amazing.
A little bit of fun way to turn up to the track, that's for sure.
Do you have to fight over who gets to drive?
Or who gets to not drive? Mm. No, look, it's one of those things we're all happy to chip in. We stayed at Ngambi Lakes Leisure Park on the first night and sat overlooking the lake. And it's just a really nice way to clear your head and just reflect on the best that you've done and I guess look forward to this weekend and turn up in a nice, relaxed mindset, because it is it's the biggest week of the year for us and we need to come in nice and relaxed and ready to go.
I know your brothers, but the size of that caravan, I don't think I would have been turning up relaxed having slept next to my brother so closely.
No, Todd slept in that one, actually, and I slept in a bigger Jayco with Todd behind Navara.
You're laughing.
I was laughing. He was a little cold, but that's okay.
Rick, how's your car, mate? We saw that interview, and while you're being interviewed by Greg Murphy, Dave Russell sort of lost it at the cutting. Is it okay?
It's had a fair bit of work done overnight, a lot of welding and angle grinding and getting her back in shape. She's all good, ready to fire another shot again today. But that's what the mountain's like. It's it demands respect, and when it bites, it really does bite quite hard. So unfortunately, we were the victim of that yesterday, but we're raring to go again today, which is a positive. We've seen plenty of big accidents on Thursdays, and plenty of taken cars out of the weekend. So we're obviously very fortunate that it didn't get that bad for us, and we can get back into it and salvage good results still.
What was your reaction when you knew it happened, and when did you know exactly that it happened, and what did you say to your co-driver?
Well, actually, I was talking a bit of crap to Murph when it was happening in the background behind me, so I'm a bit embarrassed about that. But look, it wasn't such a big error on Dave's behalf. The rear stepped out a bit, and there's just no room for that up the top of the hill, unfortunately. It was how car was handling stuff. So I haven't said anything negative at all. Obviously, he's pretty down on himself. No one's going to be feeling worse than him. And we've just got to make sure he's, steps himself back up and gets ready to get back in the car, because it really hasn't hindered our weekend that much at all. In fact, it saved us some tyres from yesterday's practice session, and we still obviously learnt a lot from the other Nissan Altimas that we can bolt into the Jack Daniels car. So we're in a good position for the weekend still, and we just need to knuckle down now and get the car set up how we like for firstly qualifying to make sure it's fast, and then for the race Sunday.
Yeah, we saw some early speed yesterday, Rick. You had Fabian Coulthard, who bettered his previous fastest lap, and Winterbottom not far behind, so Pro Drive continue with their fast cars. I mean, do you think you guys can get somewhere near there?
It is a little bit hard to tell because we did miss that last practice session, but certainly yesterday morning in my session, we were in the top five the whole session with our older tyres. So it wasn't too bad at all. We ended up finishing that one eighth right at the end when other people ran a bit better sets, which we didn't have. So we were good then, but I tell you what, when they step it up, they step it up properly, and it's exactly what Fabian did yesterday. So whether or not we could be within that is hard to tell. James Moffat was the fastest Nissan for us yesterday with a 2.062. So that's pretty good. It is, however, 8 tenths off Fabian's lap. But again, we don't know what tyres and stuff like that everyone was on. So I would say that we're probably not quite where Fabian is, but we're not that far off. We're certainly a lot closer than we were last year with the Nissan.
As a veteran of Bathurst, tell us, what does it take to win it? Tell us how difficult it is. And, we've had a few of the drivers on this week and they've all talked about luck. Surely there's got to be a little bit more to it than that.
Yeah, look, you've got to have the team around you that's capable of reacting to the unexpected, because it's not going to go right on Sunday. It's just not, like we could have to change a spoiler. We could have a tyre go down. It could be one of a million different scenarios that you've got to react to on the weekend, because you just cannot predict what happened. And we saw that last year was probably the most unpredictable race that we've ever seen. We had Chaz start last and win, which is pretty unheard of. So you've got to have a fast car and a really good team around you, and then, it has to go your way on the day. And for me, fortunately, it did a couple of years in a row, and certainly several other years, we had the fastest car up here at the mountain, and we DNF'd or didn't get a result because it is that tough, and it's either your year or it's not, and all you can do is the best preparation possible to put yourself in a position where you can win if everything is lined up and ready for you to take it out.
Mate, I've got to ask about Dave Reynolds. He's 25K lighter this morning, and wow, that's a hefty whack for his comment at the press conference.
Yeah, it is an interesting one. I mean, it certainly looks like, I haven't heard and seen all of it, but it certainly looks like he might have overstepped the line on this occasion. But there's one thing that we always got told is you can sledge each other as much as you like, but you can't sledge the category. So yeah. I'm surprised to see such a heavy fine. I mean, that's a house deposit fine, not a you said something wrong fine. So yeah, it'd be interesting to see what comes of that when I look into it a little bit more and understand it. Because like I say, for me, I've been in the distance of that one. We've had our own problems going on. But I was pretty shocked to see such a heavy fine, that's for sure.
Yeah, and I'm sure directly the girls, it'd be water off a duck's back, given that they'd be tough campaigners to be mixing it with you guys.
Yeah, and I think, I don't know this, but I would assume that they want a fair shot and to be treated like everyone else. I don't think they want everyone to tiptoe around them, and Dave Reynolds certainly hasn't. So I would imagine that they wouldn't want to be treated any different. They want to get in and do a good job, and they're in the car because they can do a good job. So that's what everyone's looking forward to see.
What are you expecting from that all-female team this weekend?
I mean, I haven't thought into it long enough to have some serious expectations, but I, from their point of view, I'd imagine that they just want to get through the event with a solid result and be able to walk away proud of what they, what they did here. And that's keeping it out of trouble all day Sunday, and they need to keep out of trouble. And so does every other car on the track. So do we, that's what we're here for. You got to get out of people's way and make sure you're there in that last stint. That's the ever so important one. And our theory is the same. You just got to get your car to that point in a reasonable shape and be ready to fight.
Rick, we know how hard you and your brother work, and it'd be great to see you guys have some real success this weekend. So we wish you well.
I really appreciate that. Thanks very much.
Good on you, mate. Rick Kelly there. It's some pace in that car. Some real good pace. Yeah, they missed that last practice session yesterday, but they'll be hoping that once it sort of gets out on track this morning, Webby, that just it doesn't feel broken, that everything is feeling as good as it did prior to that crash.